The next patient is Vivian Rivera. The last name is R-I-V-E-R-A. Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old Hispanic female that is followed in this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient most likely has the CKD associated to the diabetes mellitus, Peter. On the other hand, this patient had a fracture in the left foot that has been under surgical care and surgical operations several times, and the amount of antibiotics that the patient has received is significant. Period. The latest laboratory workup that was done on January the 25th of 2023 shows that the creatinine remains 1.4 and the estimated EFR remains at 41. Period. Unfortunately, we don't have a protein creatinine ratio in order to assess the case properly, period. Number two, the diabetes mellitus has been out of control, and apparently she was at one time on the continuous glucose monitoring, but the insurance didn't cover. And she has been taking the same medications. The primary care physician is handling the case. I have to point out that the patient is taking Farxiga, which in turn is going to be beneficial not only from the renal point of view, but cardiovascular point of view. Following number morbid obesity, this patient is wheelchair confined, and we don't have the ability to weigh her in the office, and she doesn't have any idea exactly what her body weight is. Following number, the patient has the diabetic neuropathy. Following number, she has a history of diabetic gastroparesis that is followed by GI. The patient has persistent diarrhea, and apparently some polyps were removed. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We are going to reevaluate this case in four months with laboratory workup. Period.